Good morning. It's Bill Padley with you till midday today and joined again by my colleague Giles Brown. Morning again, Giles.
Morning to you, Bill.
And we're joined on the phone now by the UK's ambassador to Spain, Hugh Elliott. I'm delighted to talk to you this morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Giles.
Thank you for coming on. Much appreciated. Obviously, extraordinary times. Lot of conflicting advice, lot of rumours, lots of fake news. As members of the public who are here in Spain and are UK people, how do we deal with all of this fake stuff going around? Who should we be listening to?
It's obviously there's a lot of stuff going on. There is a lot of noise circulating around the system. The key thing is, from our point of view, to listen to two main sources: the Spanish government and the British government. And from the British government, we're putting all our advice up on gov.uk, and that's the we're updating that as soon as we possibly can. We're also communicating through our social media channels, the very latest. So follow us on all of that, and we'll try and give the latest and most accurate possible information. We're all doing all we can in what you say are quite extraordinary times.
Can I ask some specifics which our listeners are concerned about? Is it true that the UK government are currently advising all visitors who are not citizens of Spain to leave the country and go back to the UK?
We're advising, not quite, but nearly. Let me explain. What we're advising is that all those who are visiting Spain and wish to go back to the UK, we're advising that you go back as soon as possible. So at the moment, as you know, there are still connections, flights are still running, but as you can see, there have been some reductions in schedules. There are delays. I know from information calls and questions we're getting in that people are struggling a bit to with flight bookings. And the Spanish government has said that airlines will continue to run, the airspace will continue to be open. The foreign ministers confirmed that again this morning. But we are advising as a matter of prudence, and not least because you can't have anything like a normal holiday in Spain in these circumstances.
Sure.
If you've come to Spain on holiday, given the restrictions on personal movement, the fact that we are all to stay indoors, to avoid social contact, only to go out for very specific reasons. And it's really important for everybody's safety that we all abide by that. Really going home is the sensible option to do. And what we're doing is we're working with the airlines, with the Spanish authorities, to try to help make that as smooth as possible in the circumstances. I appreciate completely that it is not a totally smooth process.
If people are travelling by road, how do they deal with that drive? There are a lot of people here who've come by car, they maybe live here in a motorhome, they've got a caravan, and they're trying to get back to the UK. How do they cross those borders and get home safely? And indeed, if they need accommodation on the way, how do they get that?
So, very good question. As we all know, that hotels across Spain and France are gradually closing. There are hotels that are still open. In terms of accommodation, if people need accommodation on the way back, all I can advise at this stage is that you go to the internet, look up hotels, see what they're saying, see the hotels are open, and then try and get bookings through those hotels that are still open. In terms of the actual travel through Spain and France, it is perfectly allowed within the restrictions on movement for people to travel through Spain and through France in order to try to get home. And in France, you may be asked, traveling through France, to produce some kind of declaration to prove that you're heading back to the UK. I think that's, in fact, being applied in a very sensible way by the French authorities, as far as we can see so far. In other words, they're not being silly about it, if I can put it like that. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly obvious if you're a British registered car or caravan heading back through France where you're going. The final point on that is obviously really important to check with the ferry companies. We know that some ferry services, for example, from Santander, are being reduced and potentially shut down. So check with ferry companies to make sure, or the tunnel, to make sure that you've got your booking at that end. And I said we're working with the airlines. We're also working with the ferry companies to try to make sure that those routes remain open and that those possibilities are there. So we were asking people to bear with quite a lot of uncertainty here. I do appreciate that. But we're doing all we can to make it as easy as possible in the circumstances.
Hugh, it's Giles here. What about people who are non-resident in Spain who may be in the UK and want to come back to Spain? Are you advising that they stay where they are?
Can I just clarify, Giles? If you're saying people who are non-resident in Spain.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the British government's advised against all but essential travel to Spain. So our advice would be to stay in your primary point of residence, I think, is the main advice we were given. That applies too, for example, to Brits who are living here in Spain and who may have a foot in two countries. And our advice would be to, if you can, stay put.
The reason I say that is because obviously we saw people from Madrid leaving to their secondary homes to get away from the quarantine there. So that's why I would ask that question.
Yes, we have seen some of that, and that has been, that's been a feature of some of the reaction pretty much over the weekend or when the state of emergency was first announced. But people are moving around very, very little now.
What about people who are here who may have to get back to the UK for a family illness or, God forbid, a death in the family? Is that travel allowed?
That's a good question. I think that currently, if you can possibly avoid travel, then you should avoid travel. In those extreme circumstances, and I think you probably best thing to do would be to take advice and potentially even to... Well, hang on, let me think about that. That specific case of a death, if you had a death in the family, I think it would depend on two or three things. First, it depends on how easy it is for you to actually get back, because I've said there are difficulties and there's a lot of pressure on the airlines, first of all. So there's a practical issue from that point of view. The second thing to look at is to look at the British travel advice and the British advice in the region you're going to, because as you've seen in the UK, restrictions which are starting to look quite similar to those in Spain are being introduced. So to look to see, first of all, whether it's safe for you to go back. And I appreciate that's quite a sort of difficult personal decision to take, to weigh up in what would be very difficult circumstances there. But it's important that people look after their own safety as well. And then if those two circumstances are favorable, then I think it would be permitted to go ahead and do that. But so long as I think you had somewhere which could be a main point of residence to stay when you got there.
Giles, again, a lot of people have their children in boarding schools in the UK deciding to go to the English curriculum. Yesterday, obviously, the government announced they were closing all schools, including private schools, including boarding schools. Presumably, you would be allowed to go back, collect your children, and then come back with them if you could.
If it's at all possible, children need to come back from school, then if they can be brought back on their own volition through the airlines, I know some people have done that, help get their children on planes to come back, then that is obviously the first and preferred option. If that is not possible, then yes, it could be technically possible to be able to do that. But as I say, what we're trying to advise is against all but essential movement. So each situation will be a little bit different. You're going to need to look at the advice that there is and weigh up the pros and cons of everybody's individual situation, really. But the primary principle here is to reduce movement to a minimum and thus try to keep people safe.
A question for people who are a little confused about where they go for information. Yes, we live in Spain and we all should be fluent in Spanish, but some are not, clearly. Who do they contact if people are worried or need advice in English?
In the first instance, go to gov.uk. We're putting not just the latest travel advice, but also more detailed information on gov.uk. If that doesn't give you the answers you need, then there are numbers for our local consulates, so people can call up. Bear with us if it takes a while to get through, because as you can understand, we're having unprecedented numbers of calls coming in. If those queries are about travel, then the first port of call would be the airline or the tour operator or the travel company. And again, very often they're getting lots of calls, so the first point of call I would recommend there would be their website. A lot of questions now are being answered on travel companies' websites. And again, use the telephone as a fallback if you can't get what you want from the website. And really, I'm afraid, be patient a little bit if you're trying to get through on the phone, because it is genuinely quite hard. We're hearing that from all over.
And huge ours. Again, I suppose the other point is to remember that we are in Spain. There are Spanish laws. Be courteous to people who are trying to tell you in your best interest what to do, and don't wave the fact that you're a British citizen around like a get out of jail, it doesn't apply to me card.
Well, I think that we're all in this together, aren't we?
Yeah.
Whatever, the virus doesn't distinguish between nationalities, and Spain has introduced some very clear rules and restrictions with an equally clear objective of protecting everybody's health and trying to overcome this pandemic. And, you know, that's something each and every one of us has to contribute to. So abiding by those rules and restrictions is absolutely central. And there have been some sort of pictures of situations where, you know, foreigners in particular have not been doing so. And that's disappointing. And I would hope that everybody can chip in here, because, you know, we're going to have to beat this thing all together.
Absolutely. Well, we are very grateful, Ambassador, for you coming on. I know you reached out to Talk Radio Europe so you could talk directly to our listeners, and we really, really appreciate that. Ambassador Hugh Elliott, thank you for joining us this morning on Talk Radio Europe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.